This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:36 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Iman, Kelvin and Lynn. And in the studio with us right now is Sean Tanis for the Market Wrap. So China state media is accusing Apple of protecting demonstrators in Hong Kong because they're enabling illegal behavior using their iPhone device. This is because there is an app on the App Store that helps them track police activity in the city.
Yeah, so basically Apple rejected this app before this. It's called HKMap.life. So they reversed the decision last Friday and made the program available for download from the iOS App Store. And this was confirmed by the program's developer, who spoke anonymously to Reuters because of concerns over potential arrest for creating such an app. So the app basically relies on crowdsourced information to track the location of police presence in the city, and it alerts users about police vehicles, armed officers, and incidents in which people have been injured. So it's like Waze, like Google Maps of sorts, to monitor the police instead.
It's quite specific.
Yes. The app has been downloaded over 10,000 times and has a 4.1 star rating. And one user says the app actually helped him make his way back to the hotel safely and faster.
I want to know who are giving this either a very positive or a very negative rating, and yes, why, right? Why? Like, why are you using it? I would just love to know that. So this obviously adds to the onslaught of criticism from China against brands who are appearing to side with the protesters in Hong Kong. Of course, we saw over the weekend that the NBA received a broadcast ban in China over a tweet by Houston Rockets general manager that seemed to support the demonstrators in Hong Kong. And I think Yao Ming and his organization, yes, in the States also weighed in on this issue, so it's a big deal.
Yes, so the People's Daily, which has been running these stories, is the Chinese Communist Party's mouthpiece. So ironically, they're complaining Apple is promoting this app, but it's also available on, to Android users on Google Play stores. But there was no mention about Android users, which includes Chinese-made brands. So, but in condemning the US tech giant, which is Apple in this case, they said Apple is clearing the way for an app that incites illegal behavior and conspire against the authorities. Just touching a bit on the NBA ban as well, since you mentioned, NBA fans in China are now claiming refunds from Tencent because they are not going to broadcast the Rockets game this season because they already subscribed to the channel. So, in fact, a Rockets fan in China got arrested for threatening to burn the Chinese flag in protest of the ongoing dispute between Beijing and the NBA team as well. So, there's also Tiffany & Co., who came under fire yesterday over an ad. So I expect a lot of businesses are going to make friends and enemies in the coming weeks and months because of their views on Hong Kong, in families as well.
Yeah, and also don't mess with sports fans.
Ball is truly life. Back on the FPMKLCI, shares in MSM Malaysia Holdings Berhad were in focus today. What's happening there?
Yeah, so MSM Malaysia shares were up about 3 cents early in early trade after It sold its land in Chuping Perlis to FNN Holdings. So the sale was valued at 156 million ringgit, which is a discount of 18% from its market value. So the land is currently used for the cultivation of rubber and oil palm and mangoes, but FNN plans to use the land for dairy cattle farming and milk production. So at close today, MSM Malaysia was 1 cent lower at 1 ringgit and 4 cents.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.